Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
In here with us this morning, and as usual, I hit the button just about 10 seconds before time to come on this morning. I was sitting here having a conversation with my first guest this morning, and we were just jabbering away, and I happened to look at my watch, and I said, oops, it's time to be on the radio. And of course, most of you all know, it's like sometimes I forget, we come on here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with the Clay County Corner, and we come to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse. You're in the old clerk's office where you used to come in and pay your fines and your all your dues and duties, and maybe sometimes try to come in and make an appointment to get out of jury duty or something like that. I mean, all kinds of things took place in here. And now occasionally I still have someone come in here looking kind of lost with a piece of official-looking piece of paper in their hand. And I know they probably haven't been in Salina in about 30 years, and they got a ticket while they was passing through and didn't stop. And they're wanting to know where to go pay their little fine at. And I inform those folks that if they're paying in cash and don't need a receipt, they're at the right place. But otherwise, if you've got to have a receipt, you'll need to go down to what is called the government complex now, where all the county offices are located. But we still get some of those folks sometimes. And, of course, anytime we get anybody to stop for any reason here in Salina, we're glad. Because once we get them stopped here and we got them captured, we'll get them to go in one of our merchants here, one of our stores, and spend some of their money. So, and we're trying to come up with new reasons all the time to get them to stop. And that's kind of what Marlene's going to be talking about this morning, among other things. And I guess we'll get ready to do that here in a few minutes. I was trying to think of anything else we need to do other than to knock off just for a few minutes, just as soon as we get here, to do a couple of commercials and give us time to collect our thoughts and get ready to have another great show here. And this will be a good time while we're at commercial to listen to the commercial real closely, then have your phone on speed dial and call all your friends and neighbors to tune us in. So we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll get started up with today's show.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Welcome back, everyone. Now that we're back, we've got, of course, some business to take care of first off the bat. Of course, I want to remind everyone that we do give away a birthday cake, birthday and anniversary cake here each Thursday morning. And we do that about at the end of the show, and we'll announce the call-in today. We've only got one today. I don't know what's happened. And it's 5574. Speak slowly and clearly into the answering machine, and we'll get you on the list. But looking down through some of the things going on here in the county, right now going on outside here, the group is out putting out the memorial crosses for this weekend. And we'd, of course, like to thank them that they do that each year. And we, I know we have a lot of people come by to check and see if they can find, you know, parents, grandparents, someone that has served in the military and that is buried here in Clay County. And I'm not sure exactly how many of those crosses we have now, but there are quite a few of them out here. And it's a very solemn and very beautiful sight to come into Salina and see all those. And they will be up. They're, like I said, they're putting them up right now. So, you know, come by in Salina and take a look at that. And also want to announce that our farmer's market will be opening June the 15th. On a Saturday, and that'll run through the rest of the summer. And then on here at the courthouse, on the 30th, we're going to have our karaoke night here at the courthouse beginning at 7 o'clock, and we'd like to invite anyone around from anywhere that wants to come in and show off their vocal prowess to come in, and we'll have James Reagan here doing the music. And from what I know, I think he's got access to about any kind of music from any era that you need to have. And we can take care of that, and you'll be up on the stage in the spotlight, and hopefully we'll have a great night that night. And once again, we're not charging any admission for this show yet, so that will be a free show. And then also, I think this is the afternoon. This is May the 23rd, isn't it? This afternoon, there is a workforce development town hall meeting to take place down at the community center. At 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock until 2:30, and Commissioner Jeff McCord and executive staff from the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development will have discussions on training, education, workforce development, obstacles, and opportunities in your area. And as everyone should know, but now we are one of the counties here in the state of Tennessee as a distressed county that Governor Lee has specifically targeted to some special help. And hopefully this special help will turn out to be very special, and we'll have lots of things going on. And let's see if we've got anything else. I tell you what I could do, Marlene, before we start. I hadn't done this in a while. How about our Today in History?
Absolutely.
I think you were introduced to me as a history teacher sometime back in the past or not. But I kind of like these. This one, I thought the first one, sometimes these things kind of catch your eye. Benjamin Franklin announced his invention of bifocal glasses on this day in 1785. And, of course, I'm sure the frames aren't the same, but the bifocal idea is still very much in existence and very useful today. 1873, the first postcards were sold in San Francisco. And, of course, in my day, they were called penny postcards because that's what it cost to mail one of them in those days. And then also the Associated Press News Service was formed in New York City. And, of course, all of us that grew up, you know, the AP was the way you got your national news. Of course, now you get it everywhere else except AP a lot of times. And I thought this was kind of neat. In 1903, the first automobile trip in the United States left San Francisco, California, heading for New York City. And they left on this day, and they arrived in New York City on July the 26th. Now, that's a pretty good time on the highway. And in 1922, a very famous gentleman started his first film company. Walt Disney started Lithogram Films, making cartoons. And I think one of his cartoons was Steamboat Willie, I think, which starred Mickey Mouse. I know everyone really, really, really wanted to know that bit of information. In 1934, and I know even the youngsters today have been kind of enamored by these two, the American Outlaws, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde were shot by police in an ambush down in Salies, Louisiana on this day. So I knew the legend of Bonnie and Clyde is still today with, you know, with the movie and stuff, and of course with Earl Scruggs picking the banjo in that with his Foggy Mountain breakdown. So very, very, very still relative today. In 1958, I don't know whether Marlene ever used these things or not, but I may have been guilty of using them every once in a while. The U.S. schools first used Cliff Notes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I kind of like this one, since I am kind of a semi-Deadhead fan. In 1970, the Grateful Dead made their first performance outside the United States. They went on a big tour in England, And you can still find all kinds of recordings of that. That's our history for the day. We kind of touched on a lot of different things. Marlene, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am amazing. How are you today?
I am good. You've been here before, but now you're going at a different thing. And I haven't asked you about anyone about that. How about the other project that you were here with before?
Which one? Because I've been here.
The Rescue Squad.
Rescue Squad is doing unbelievably well. We are growing every single day. New things that are happening. More training going on. We couldn't be more excited for the future of our Rescue Squad.
I knew that, but we need to get that out to everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, the reason you're here today.
The reason I'm
here. Well, tell folks who you are and what you're doing now.
Okay. My name is Marlene Roten, and we own Willow's Treehouse Treasures right across from the Bank of Salina. And we have just started we're still in the Infant State Business Association, but we're partnering with our mayor, city, and county, also our Chamber of Commerce, and we are starting a beautification initiative. I know it's something that started somewhat last year, and it kind of just mellowed out a little bit. Well, we are getting ready to gear it up full force. Some huge changes are going to be on it at a really fast pace. So the things that we're looking at doing here shortly, actually within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a cleanup initiative. It's between the sidewalks, flowers, everything like that, going through buildings that maybe don't have anything in it. We're going to be cleaning up those storefronts. One of the things that we talked about last night, we were all together talking about what our customers say when they come into our businesses here. And it was really a refreshing statement that was made by every single business owner. We've had a lot of people from out of state, and they all say that when they come here, it's like coming home. That when they walk through your door, it's like walking into their grandparents' house. And that's a beautiful thing. It kind of makes you think of Mayberry.
Yeah.
It really does, but in a much grander scale. As a matter of fact, last week we had some customers in that were from New York. And they said as soon as they walked in, they literally felt like they were family. And we tell everyone, you come into Salina, you will forever be our family. We don't forget your name. If you tell us what your pet's name is next time you're here, we're going to ask how they're doing. And it is just a beautiful, wonderful experience to be able to come in and visit in a community like what we have here.
Okay. Now, Marlene, I know that here in Salina, we have quite a few businesses. Mm-hmm. Off top, what type of business do you think that we really need here?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it doesn't matter what kind of business you want to open up. You just need to open the doors because we need more foot traffic. And as soon as we have more businesses that are open, you could be a boutique. You could be a florist. You could be a garage. You could be like So Simply or antiques. It doesn't really matter. We just need more businesses opened.
I think at one time we were getting close to where about the only business we had left open were the antique stores here in Salina.
At one time it was.
But, there are niches here in Salina, for, as you said, for anything.
Absolutely.
And I know we have, in your business, you have some upscale merchandise there,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have talked about for a number of years is that there aren't any places here in Salina where, as a man, I could go in and buy a pair of name brand Levi's.
Yes, I agree. We need a men's clothing store here.
And we've got men here, and they do shop every once in a while. Other than just follow their wives around where they're going.
True.
And growing up, you remember that. Stores here that sold the name. They were just little bitty mom and pop stores also.
Absolutely.
But they were able to sell those name brands and mm-hmm. and do very well. And so something along those lines, as you said, a men's haberdashery.
I agree.
That's a big word.
There's a lot of growth here. It's an example, I mean, we have a women's boutique, a florist, and then we've added a coffee shop. There are so many different businesses that are here that are adding new things every single day. And it's just, you and I remember what Celina was like many years ago during Christmas. We all talk about it. Storefronts were filled, streets were full. Celina is coming back, and we will see that again.
Okay, and, you know, and the competitiveness with the big box stores. You know, folks think that they have to go to a big box store to get competitive prices, and that's not true, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Every single business owner here, whether it is myself or our neighbors across the street or beside of us, we all have things to fit every budget. It doesn't matter what your budget is. You can go into any location and find something that's going to fit within your budget. Now, do we all have things that are upscale? We do. But it doesn't matter. You can find something no matter what your budget is, what you're looking for. And if you can't find it with me, if you have a particular product you're looking for, I'm going to call up the next shop and for, but we can find it for you right here in downtown Slide.
Okay. With that, let's take a little short break. We'll be right back. We do have to make a little money here and acknowledge we have some great sponsors on this show, and also we want to acknowledge at this time the three-star committee and the chamber that helped with this show and keep us here on the air each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we appreciate everyone listening in, and like we said, we hope you tell your friends and neighbors and remind them also that this show is rebroadcast at 6 p.m. this afternoon. And it's also streamed on the Delhalla Horizon newspaper site. So there's numerous ways you can listen to these. And, of course, we hope that those of you that can will listen to us live here on Thursday morning. We realize a lot of people are on the job working now. And, of course, I do know a lot of the folks around that have jobs that require them to drive and do things like that. They've got us tuned in on their vehicles. So I know we've got quite a few listeners. But, you know, if you like it, tell someone else. And tell them to tell someone else. So with that, let's take a little short break and get in a message or two from our sponsors.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Need to be a lot in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Marlene, I know we were talking, we had the big meeting last night. You know, some of the things that were discussed last night is some details you want to talk about a little bit about some of those things and some of the great ideas that have been thrown out and that are going to come to fruition here in just a little bit, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. One of them that we're still working on is you really want to mark your calendars for June 21st and June 22nd. June 21st, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail because we're working out some things, but I do know that we have a band, Jagged Journey, that's going to be here. We're going to throw a block party. All the details and activities that are taking place, we should have all of that public here within the next couple of days. But June 21st and June 22nd are going to be huge all over town. It's going to be from one side of town all the way to the other. So if you are a vendor and you have a free weekend, for June 21st and June 22nd, please give us a call. If you are an individual and there's something that you would like to do, give us a call. We want this to be the block party of the year. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Very good. I know June's been one of the months where we haven't had any kind of big celebration or anything going on. And sounds like a great, great thing. And hey, I'd like to say, you know, as curator of the courthouse, if you need the space in here for someone that has something that they don't necessarily need to put on the outside, this is here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And, of course, when they're here, they can come in and look at our historical banners around the wall, and they can go up and look at the upstairs at the theater, the courtroom up there. And if there's anything you want to do up there, just let us know. Let me know here.
Thank you so much. And I have to say, if you haven't been to the courthouse lately, you really want to come by and check it out. It's beautiful. It's always been a beautiful building. So much history here. So many memories, but I have to say, what has happened in the last few years has just been phenomenal.
And I know we had the 7th grade down at Atlanta K-8 up the other day, and we brought some youngsters in here that had never been in this building before, and give them a little taste of it. But with that, let's get back to what you're, I know you said that it's just going to be a big celebration.
It is. It's going to be a huge celebration. We have a couple of things that we're working on. We're just waiting for the actual yes that we're going to be there before we put it out public. I know that we're on short notice, but sometimes things turn out better that way. But we're really excited about it. We know it's going to be at least the 21st and the 22nd, so we're going to make it a weekend. It's something that's going to happen every single year, the third weekend in June. So mark your calendars every single year. It's going to be absolutely amazing. What a better way to kick off summer.
Okay. Are you maybe going to come up maybe with a different theme each summer?
Yes, we are.
I kind of thought that might be in the plans there. And, of course, like you and I have said for a number of times, we just got to get the folks to come by here and stop.
We do, and I will say this, we already have so many people that are interested in it, and this is the first that we've made it public in any way. So we're really excited.
Okay, and you know, one of the things too, your customers that you get, have you noticed any change yet in the tourist customers?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would say probably 75% of our customers right now are tourists. We have people from New York, California, Wisconsin, Ohio, oh my gosh, Texas. The list just goes on and on. I'm really surprised at how many people from across the U.S. make it here to Slidin.
Well, you know, that could be part of the thing that happened last summer, you know, with the goodie bags that were passed out with the Corps of Engineers' help at all of their campgrounds and things like that. You know, I think the folks that own the boat docks here on Del Hollow Lake in my younger days, they were all family owned, and that they were, I guess, a lot of the folks that came to visit it were families, and they started coming down here in the 1950s, and then the next generation came, and for like three or four generations, they just kept coming. But then, with the big energy thing a few years ago, that kind of stopped. And we stopped getting those folks that traditionally came here every year. But I think we're on the way back now where we're getting those folks coming back in. And, you know, this is about halfway between Cincinnati and Florida.
It is.
And that is something, too, you know, that we really need to play upon is, you know, the cities where we're kind of halfway between them and Florida, that we could get to come through here and pull off the interstate, come through Salina.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a big sign over at the exits in Cookeville and one over Baxter saying, you know, come this way for this.
You will not be disappointed. I have born and raised here. I moved away for a couple of years, and then I had to come back home. And, I mean, the difference is unbelievable. Everywhere you go has something great. There's always a plus no matter where you are. But out of all of my travels, and I've been a few places in my life, there's no place like Salina, Tennessee. There really isn't. It's a beautiful place, wonderful people. It's kind of like having a reunion every single day.
Absolutely. And, you know, and as you said, there are lots of beautiful places throughout the throughout this country and throughout throughout everywhere. But if you've ever woke up in the morning and looked out your window and seen the sun come across the hills here and the beauty of it, you're not going to find anything more beautiful anywhere in the world.
No, you will not. It's amazing.
And we just got to have folks coming in to visit. Okay, now, the various businesses here in Salina, I know we've had some new ones that have come in. Have we lost anyone in the last year?
I don't believe we've lost anyone here in the last year. I think we've added.
I know we've
more
added.
Than, and I know that we've got new owners that have taken over a couple of them here within the last year, year and a half. I see a lot more changes. People are adding on instead of pulling away. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And okay, with, you know, I know you're talking about the celebration. Some of the other long-range plans that maybe have been kind of kicked around, but not really sure what's going to happen with those. Any of those you want to talk a little bit about?
Well, a lot of things are still, of course, in the planning stage because we are in the infant stage as far as our newly formed business association. I will say this. We're very excited to be able to partner with both city and county government, our chamber. I think that's something that hadn't happened in the past. Not that it was anything in a bad way. It was just everyone, there was really nothing for them to do that. So I think that's a huge plus because we're all working together for the same end. The other thing that I've noticed, there's a lot more excitement amongst the business owners now. We see the change coming. We know we're at a crossroads, and we see the really wonderful things that are happening, and we've yet to have one person that didn't want to be a part of it. And that's something that's exciting in itself.
Okay, now, the organization itself, some of the long-range plans that you're thinking that, you know, may develop through this association, and are you going to become an incorporated association?
We are. We're going to become a 501c3. We are working on our bylaws right now. Of course, we're going to have officers in play. This makes it to where we can help apply for grants for things when needed. It's just another avenue that can be used to help with the reviving of Clay County and Salina. Our long-range plans, in all honesty, is just about bringing more businesses in, cleaning up our town, taking our town back to where it used to be and even better.
And, you know, of course, if you lose pride in yourself and your business, it's not long until that is catching, just as this association has found out that the good side is also very catching.
Yes.
And if you've got a great idea, and I know some of the, you know, I know over the years we've tried a lot of different things here, like discounts at certain stores for certain things, all those, but, you know, they didn't last long because sometimes the store would decide a few months into it, I really don't want to participate in this anymore, and that type of thing.
This is a little different. I know in the past it was a wonderful program that they had going on, and it was a beautiful thing that they were doing, but we're taking it a step further. Businesses are now able to do more with a program that we're starting than what they previously had. We meet on the third Wednesday of every single month at 5 o'clock. We may change the location from one business owner to the other. We kind of share that part so everybody gets that action. But I will say this, the excitement that I've seen, the enthusiasm that I've seen toward the projects that we've just talked about in the few meetings that we've had, because, again, we're in the infant stage, it's unbelievable. The meeting last night lasted till 9 o'clock. We would have stayed longer if we could have. That's something that is unheard of. Most people want to get done with the meeting and get up and leave. Last night, ideas were flowing. People were so excited.
Well, I got one more thing. Is this county-wide?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
You're going to try to get everybody in the county involved?
If you are in Clay County and you own a business, please, please, please come join us. You are in for a ride of your life. It's going to be amazing.
Well, let's see. We're going to give you about 4 weeks.
Yes.
Then you have to come back with a progress report and all the things that are going on and some of this stuff going on with the great Clay County Salina celebration will be down in Stone then, and we'll talk about that. Marlene, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, as always.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
And with that, I guess this would be a good time that I can announce our one birthday for today. And that birthday, let's see, I've got this written down here somewhere or another, was Arlene Cross. And her on the 25th, celebrated a birthday. And her brother Mark Smith called in and had a couple more names there. And I'm sure it was some of the other folks, but I didn't make up one name with him, Jacob. We'd all like to wish her a happy birthday. And also we'd like to wish Mr. Kevin Dawson a belated happy birthday on yesterday. He said we're not going to put him in the drawing, though. But happy birthday to him, happy birthday to Arlene, and happy birthday to everyone who didn't call in. And if you want your name mentioned, call in, 243-5574. Marlene, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Looking forward to the next trip.
So am I.
All right, with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with our other guests. Thank you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-99.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got Ms. Dorothy Forney and Ms. West. First name again.
Lori.
Lori.
Yes.
A forgetful moment there.
That's okay.
And they're here this morning to talk about what's going on with the Clay County Fair. And I want to remind folks that the Clay County Fair website has been updated. And it's now up to date, and the address for it is claycountytnfair.org. And on there you'll find just about all the information that's in the fair book this year, and just great stuff there, and it is hopefully updated. And if you run across a mistake, don't hesitate to let us know. And with that, I'd like to thank Marlene Roten for being here with us this morning. It sounds like there's a lot of excitement going around with the association that they're trying to get started among the merchants here in Salina and Clay County, and with their big celebration they've got coming up in June. So it sounds like that's going to be a great idea. But right now we've got a great big celebration coming up here within the next few days. And with that, we have got these two ladies here with us this morning, and they're going to be talking about the Miss Clay County pageant, among other things, maybe. And good morning, Dorothy. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Good morning.
Sometimes along the line, I forget that y'all were students years ago.
not that many years ago.
Dorothy, you may have been in one of the first classes. I guess you were still, no, I think you had already graduated when I came back. Your sister was in my first history class.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Yes.
So, and...
I was in your history class.
And you were in it, Lori.
Uh-huh.
And with your, along with your sister over the years.
Yes.
So,
Mm-hmm.
That hadn't been about 4 or 5 years ago,
no,
had it?
That's
okay, ladies, Dorothy, I know that one of your major responsibilities on being on the fair board is to help organize, put together, and do the Miss Clay County pageant. And
yes,
that's coming up here before long, isn't it?
It is.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. We have it on, it's a kickoff for the fair. And we have it the Saturday before the fair starts. It's June the 8th at 3 p.m. Of course, rehearsals on Friday night, June the 7th from 5 to 7. And we start this pageant with a kickoff for the fair. The fair is June the 11th through the 15th. So the registration for the pageant is pageant day, 12 to 2 p.m., and we have the Miss Fairest of the Fair contestants. They have to be registered by one for the judges' interviews. And we have judges out of town. We never get judges close by or whatever. We don't want, you know,
no
local
nepotism.
People. No, yes. And we have 11 categories in the pageant. Of course, they start from 0 to 21. And the Miss Teen and the Miss Fairest of the Fair is the only two that is Clay County only. They can be from any other county, any other categories. And we do have a people's choice. We added that last year, which is, you know, they pay $1 a vote, and the one that gets that is a winner also. So we have, and the Fairest of the Fair has many advantages. They win money up to $500 or more. They can do that. And then they get to go to Nashville to participate in the state pageant. From there, they can win money and other things.
So this is not just a local thing where, you know, you get crowned here and you're done here.
No,
and that's
they go to Nashville and they can participate down there and go further if they want to in their pageant.
Okay,
since you mentioned, let's
talk about that just a little bit. I know that for the past few years that you guys have been going down there. What's it like down there once the girls get down there? I mean, what is the feeling there of, say, our Miss Clay County when she first gets in the place down there? I mean, what does it seem like to you and to them, maybe?
Oh, yes. Well, we have Lori West here.
Okay.
The winner was Madeline West last year.
Right.
And she wasn't able to be with us today, so she came along to tell her experience as a parent and some about Madeline, you know.
Okay.
What a
Lori,
good time we have.
Yeah. Well, Madeline has really, really enjoyed representing the Clay County Fair this year. She went with her sister back in 2013 when she won, so she kind of learned a lot about it there at the state level, and she decided, well, I'm going to try out for the Miss Clay County Fair. And she won last year, so in November, we go for a workshop to prepare the girls for what's coming up, and they get them ready for the stage and show them how to walk out and do their thing. But they meet a lot of really nice girls there, and they're not really, you know, it's not like a jealous type thing. They all work together and try to help each other, and they make new friends from different county fairs. And
they're actually called the Fairest of the Fair, I believe the official name of this, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And there is a state winner.
Yes.
A Fairest of the Fair.
Yes.
And with that, they're in competition for that.
There's about 58 contestants that's there to be chosen from. And they narrow it down to 10. So, but anyway, Madeline got listed in the top 20. She has been called from the U.S. Miss Teen Pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And but of course she's not going to get to go to do that one. It's you have to be in that top 20 to get called, and she was called, but her schooling and stuff's not going to permit her to be in that now. So.
Okay, and how? So top 20. Have we ever had anyone make it to the top 10
never.
Yet? Not yet.
We're still working on it. And I don't know why these pretty girls and all their dresses. I mean, you know, look at them on Facebook with all dresses and their faces, how pretty and how nice. And they just, we had two people last year, two fairs to the fair. And I've talked. And these girls, I don't know, they're all beautiful and have beautiful dresses. They need to come out and join us, have fun.
You know, that's something that I know that we've talked about this in the past, and that is, you know, participation here.
Right, yeah.
You know, young ladies, if you're out there, you know, take a few minutes off from something, and, you know, purdy yourself up, come over, and, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just a very wholesome, rewarding experience for young ladies. And we need golly, we ought to have hundreds.
Yes, we need competition. Come on.
And,
yes.
You know, and as we all know, sometimes beauty's not necessarily on the outside.
No,
that,
absolutely.
We all think, you know, if it's the fairest of the fair, that's not saying the prettiest of the fair.
Absolutely.
It's saying the fairest.
Yes. And the judges look at different things, too, you know.
Their
personality, their walk, their...
Madeline has really gained a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Yep. And I do know that when the Wicked Witch looked in the mirror, she didn't ask who was the prettiest in the land. She asked who was the fairest in the land. And there's a lot of things that go into that.
Yeah.
Now, in this competition now, there's not any talent or anything like that involved.
No talent. We do have a question. The fairest of the fair has a question that we ask.
And,
they
all have the same question. And
well,
they choose.
We make up the questions, and the girls, the fairest of the fair, answers them. I mean, they pick out one.
Has your participation improved any yet? I mean, we've got...
No, and last year it was down, but everybody down there in Nashville said theirs was down this year, or last year. So I'm working on it this year. We need more girls.
Okay, now let's look through some of the different classes. And I know
young folks and sometimes the little ones. But the tiny, tiny angels is 0 to 8 months. I mean, we have them categorized so they don't compete with a lot of different ones. So the older ones, you know. And the little angel is 9 to 18 months. Tiny angel, 19 to 29 months. Miss angel, 30 to 41 months. Little miss, 42 months to 4 years. Tiny princess is 5 to 6 years. Little Miss Princess is 7 to 8 years. Miss Princess is 9 to 10 years. Princess is 11 to 12 years. And the dress code for those, 0 to 12 years, is any appropriate length dress. They don't have to have pageant dresses in that category.
Don't have to spend a bunch of money.
Don't have to spend a bunch of money. And even in the big girls, you know, they don't have to spend them. I mean, they go... People, I mean, like down there, they talked about going to Goodwill and getting dresses, and the dress, as long as it fits and looks good on you, you know, they don't, you know. And, of course, the Miss Teen is pageant, and they have to be from Clay County.
Right.
Miss Teen, 13 to 15-year-old. And also the Fairest of the Fair, 16 to 21-year-old, has to be from Clay County. And they have to have a pageant dress. But.
And the Fairest of the Fair, I know, do we still have some local events that they participate in?
Oh, yes. During the fair, they participate in all the activities going on at the fair, and they're there every night. They're supposed to be
right.
With their crown and their sash. And yes.
Okay, and what about other activities in the county?
And all the activities they're supposed to do, all activities, be around and help with anything they can help with. During that year.
Christmas parade?
Yes, they're always in the Christmas parade. And any of the girls can be in the Christmas parade. Any of the winners, any category, can be in the Christmas parade. Now, we sponsor the Miss Fairest of the Fair.
Right.
The fair does, you know, the fair board.
Right.
But the rest of them can be in it on their own if any of them wants to be in the parade.
And with that, Dorothy, let's take a little break. We'll be right back here in a minute, and we've got some more stuff to talk about, so we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill, refrigerate food properly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we're here with Lori West, and I started to say Lori Butler then.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
But, ladies, Have we got some more things that we want to talk about with the beauty pageant? Or have we got that covered pretty good? Lori, anything else we've missed?
Well, we're trying to think about doing an open division, but we've not really come up with anything on the how to set it up yet. Maybe next year we might, you know, have that set up and ready to go. Trying to get more girls from other counties maybe to come over and join our pageant.
And that would be just a local affair here. And
that would.
Probably to win a crown and probably a big trophy and maybe some money,
a little money
involved in that. You know, that's the one thing I think, you know, a lot of the county, all the county fairs over the years, except for the great big ones, have kind of struggled over the years. And I know for a number of years we didn't have one.
Right. Oh, yes,
and,
that's right.
You know, we're so thankful and grateful that we have the park down there now, and we have the fair there, and we have events going on down there every night just about. So, you know, we're grateful for all those things. Okay, now, Dorothy, I know you're also on the fair board itself, and do you want to maybe do a little highlight of the schedule of things we've got going on?
Yes, when we go to Nashville, we try to look for a new event to come to our fair in January. So this year we have got four on the floor. It's a band. It's a 70s and 80s band. And it's going to be on Tuesday night. And we want everybody to come out and enjoy that. We're going to have contests. We're going to have dress contests. Wear your poodle skirt and loafers and blue jeans rolled up with a T-shirt and all that. And then we're going to have some games like the bubble gum contest, blowing the biggest bubble, and then we're going to have a hula hoop contest. So we're going to have some winners there, too, and some fun in the arena on Tuesday night. And that's the first night we open.
And I know as soon as this was posted online and put on our website, we've had some replies saying that they have seen this band at various places and that they are good.
They are good,
so
yes.
I think maybe they did a show over in Sparta maybe last weekend.
They go to different fairs. Yeah, they do. And
okay.
Do you want to
start at the top of it and just kind of go through? And I know we've got some folks coming on later to do an in-depth look at each night. But just looking down through the schedule of the fair.
Yes, on Friday, June the 7th, of course, our rehearsal and registration for the pageant is 5 to 7. Saturday, June the 8th, from 10 a.m., is opening ceremony and flag raising.
And that's going to be a special celebration that we're going to be talking about in depth, too, with the American Legion here in Clay County.
Yes, and same date on June the 8th will be the Tennessee Knucklers Marble Tournament, which that's a new thing. We had that last year, and they're doing it again this year. Noon to 2 is the pageant registration at the Women's Building, of course, and then 3 p.m. we start the pageant. On Monday, they have the women's exhibits registration
in
the Women's Building.
That Monday, lots of folks kind of forget about that and don't get their entries over here. That Monday, you must get your entries in over here at the Women's Building on Monday.
Yes, and of course the 4-H exhibits also. And on Tuesday, June 11th, is a live farm exhibit each evening in the playground arena by the Clay County Youth Young Farmers and Ranchers. Clay County FFA and Clay County 4-H, of course, they participate. Tuesday the 11th, we have kids gate admission free, and wristbands are down to $15. Normally they're $18. And then we have Senior Day at 9. 5:30 is the dog show, so don't forget to bring your dog out on Tuesday at 5:30. We have that in the entertainment complex, the big women's building. 6 is open swine show in the livestock arena. 6 and 8 p.m. is our Four on the Floor band concert.
And where is that held out?
In the arena. We're going to have that in the arena. Unless something comes up and it's rain or whatever, we might have to move them to the building, but it's going to be in the arena. And they're going to be loud enough with the fair, the carnival going on. We're still going to have fun and have loud music. Wednesday is the 4-H animal demonstration in the Ag Building. And 7 is the Bull Wheel Rodeo, which we've been having that a few years. And everybody enjoys that on Wednesday. Thursday, again, we have the kids' gate admission free with a wristband at $15. And the Sheep Show Century Farm Dinner is that night also.
Okay, now that's also an event.
That's a big event.
Recognizing farms that have been in the same family here in Clay County for 100 years.
Yes.
And I think they usually have an edition or so on that every year.
Yes. And that night, Thursday night, is the Youth ATV and Dirt Bike Rodeo in the arena. That's 15 and under.
That's usually a good night,
That's
too.
A good night, yes. We always have a good night that night. On Friday, the Open Beef and Cattle Show, Lawn and Garden Tractor Pull is also on Friday, and the Quarter Horse Show. That's an event we usually have, too.
Right.
On Saturday, June the 15th, which is our last night, we have the ATV and Dirt Bike Rodeo, ages 16 and up. Adults, we can ride in that if we want to, Thomas. So, I mean, you don't have to be or whatever.
And I do know that just looking through, I pop up a page here at the women's building.
Uh-huh.
I know there. I mean, there's if you look at that page in the fire book or look at it online, there are hundreds of categories for our folks here in the county to bring out their craft work, flowers. Canned goods, baked goods, and we also realize that with a lot of these things, sometimes that it is the off season for certain things, and I think that the procedure for that is if some things that that can't be fresh at that time, that they're to be grown within the year.
Yes.
But I mean, there's like I said, all kinds of things. I'm looking down through here, vegetables. Looking on down through, fruits, jellies, pickles, jams, all these things, the photography, where you
baked
bring it. The photography is always a great exhibit in that building. And I think you can maybe bring one entry for each one of the categories if you'd like. And that is always great. Lots of talent there. And also I know we have some original artists that bring in some of their paintings and work in craft work, basket making, those type things. And then also the flowers and the plants, where we have a great exhibit in there of all the local grown flowers from the local folks. And there are prizes for each one of those.
Yeah.
And it's more bragging rights than it is prizes in some of those things, where you can if you're a male and you win one and you can walk out among all the ladies and show what your flair you raised or something or other.
And there is cash awards for that too, you know.
There's cash awards for most everything.
Everything
I mean,
we do.
You know, you ain't going to get rich at the county fair.
No, but you're going to have some fun.
You're going to have some fun. And that's the whole idea behind these things, with this bringing counties, bringing folks in from the county, having a celebration, celebrating the things that are going on here in the county.
And getting folks together, you know, families. And
they're just, I know, just walking around down at the fair, and I know you have the... You'll have the food vendors set up down there.
Oh, yes.
And just walking around, meeting with your neighbors. And then, of course, the kids, they all want to ride the Ferris wheel, the Tilt-A-Whirls.
Absolutely.
And all those type things. And who's doing the Midway this year?
The James Gang. Like I said, when we started this fair back, we had about three different people to do our fair, our carnival. And we didn't have much luck with our first three or four. But since we signed the contract with the James Gang, we've not had any problem. It's a family-owned carnival, and it's run great. And we've always had good luck with them, and they keep wanting to come back, so we keep letting them come back because they are very good.
And the admission each night?
At $3.
$3
admission
each night.
Is $3.
But,
and that's for everything, every event that's going on in there. So,
right.
Yes. So anything going on in the arena or in the building.
That is definitely a bargain. I know some of the folks around here charge anywhere from $10 to $15
a
night to come in. You won't see, I don't know many things you can find for $3.
Yeah, we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
And yes, as you mentioned before, wristbands for the rides each night.
It's $18.
They're really not, that's another good thing down there. There's not exchange of money down there. At each one of these rides and that type of thing.
No. There's no money involved. They have to go to the box to get their wristbands. And on kids' night, Tuesday and Thursday, it's $15. But other nights, it's $18.
$18. Normally $18 to ride all the rides you want to.
Yes, all the rides you want to.
Until you get sick or
they close out. They close
down. Close down.
Yeah.
And also, we have the... Let's see, we've got the lawnmower pool.
Yes, it's in there. We have the lawnmower pool.
I did notice that we're not doing the antique tractor thing.
That's
kind of a dying thing right now.
Yeah, it's kind of. Lawnmower and garden tractor pool is on Saturday.
That's usually
six o'clock, you know.
And that's a good event.
Yes.
And
our carnival opens at 6. So the four on the floor will be...
Early.
At 6 o'clock. And then we'll have another show. They have two shows that night. So everybody can participate. They can ride a while and come back and do the contest again at 8 o'clock. So 6 and 8 o'clock.
So it's $3 for both shows.
It's $3 for everything. Come in and have a good time.
Well... Hey, it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning. And everyone, get out and come to the fair. It says Clay County Fair. Clay County, come out and get over here and take advantage of this.
Yeah.
We've got the great fairgrounds down there now. It's an organization, and everything. It's getting better every year. The parking is great down there, and it's just so much fun.
And the carnival tries to bring a new ride every year, so hopefully we'll have something...
Okay, and of course, the winner of our cake today is Arlene Cross. So, and of course, the procedure is Arlene, go over by the Clay Chamber and pick up your little gift card for the Dairy Queen and take it over and trade that in for your delicious ice cream cake. And remember, call 243-5574 if you want your name on that list next week. And with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors here and shut it down for another week. And we... Thank everyone for listening to us this morning. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you right back here at WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.